one of the ingredients and it consists of spirit and life. The supernatural operate in the spirit of God and in the life of God. And we also came to the place where sometimes people believe they are worshiping, but the true worship consists of two things, spirit and truth. And we showed you that in John 4:24, John 6:63. And we got down to wisdom. Jesus' ministry was a ministry of wisdom. And he increased in wisdom all the time. Now, the more you increase in wisdom, the more you are increasing in the supernatural. The supernatural is an aspect of wisdom from God. And I shared with you two scriptures. I'm going to add a scripture to it tonight. I want to take that same lesson on ingredient, but the Lord spoke to me about living a supernatural impacted life. Your life is impacted by the supernatural. In other words, you're not living a normal life. Circumstances and situations and impossibilities and fear and worry does not run your life, because you know any moment God can come through. And he's well able to do it. It's an exciting life, a living a supernatural impacted life, impacted by the supernatural, impacted by the abilities of God at all times, yielding to the Spirit. So we talked about having proper communion with the Holy Ghost, or having proper communion with the Holy Spirit. And we say from that, we move in a realm called truth. And you know, John 8:32 said that'll set you free. And there's a realm called guidance, being guided. Romans 8:14 talks about being led by the Spirit. That's a powerful place in the supernatural. Then it goes on, these scriptures we're going to read, it talks about hearing, but it talks about a particular kind of hearing. It's not talking about sound, per se. It's talking about hearing the Spirit. Hearing, Paul said, you know, a man was caught up in the third heaven and heard stuff he couldn't speak no more. I think he's talking about himself over there in 2 Corinthians 12. He said, you know, a man was caught up in the third heaven. There's a hearing. I know in my own portion of life, these 47 years, my own portion of life, I've heard the voice of God many times. Matter of fact, for this meeting, God have talked to me, and we'll experience it tonight. He has spoken. When he speaks, he always back up what he says. And then speaking. When you operate in the supernatural, you can, and here's a secret, you can curse things that are not working right. Yes, sir. I learned recently you can curse pain. Yes, sir. Pain hits your body instead of resisting it, because when you resist it, you give it the idea that it got power. But like Jesus did the fig tree,
yes, sir.
You curse it. Say, no, you don't have no right to be here.
Yes, sir.
And it has to obey you.
Yes, sir.
So speaking and then showing through revelation, the Spirit of God, when you're living a supernatural impacted life, you're expecting to see things not normal. You're expecting to see pathways and routes and insight and visions and dreams. And prophecies that are supernatural. And then the glory comes. Now we said you operate in faith. You start out in faith, believing God, expecting God to do something. That's what I'm doing in these meetings. And then the anointing come on you.
Yes, sir.
The anointing come on you, you shift another gear. And after being in the anointing a while, it's a takeover. The power and the strength of God takes over. So we want to look again at the scripture. Go to John 16 again. John 16. Because there are some things we want to pick up and let the Holy Spirit have his way, functioning, moving, and operating in the realm of the supernatural. The supernatural is actually the divine plan of God to make everything come out the way he wanted to come out. See, if you want a definition, that's one just come up in my spirit. It's God, when things not going right and things all seem like it's going wrong, it seem the supernatural step in and God bring it out the way he want to bring it out. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Now, here in, we had a wonderful parallel scriptures here in Hebrews chapter 5 and John 16. John 16 and 12, he says, now Jesus talking before the Holy Spirit was given in his fullness. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Well, there are certain places you can't walk if the Spirit don't take you there. And that's why I think the church have not really seen the supernatural. We experienced the supernatural this morning. The Lord fell on this place. We'll do the same thing tonight. Hallelujah. I have great expectation. But you see, the Spirit, you cannot handle the supernatural. You cannot handle sign, miracles, signs and wonders, prophecy, dreams, and vision without the supernatural power of God helping you. Yeah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So how be it, he said in the 13th verse, when he, now notice what he called him, the Spirit of truth is come. Now notice what he said he would do now. He will what? Guide you into all truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many like to be guided into all truth?
Yeah,
yeah, you're being guided into all freedom. Jesus said, you shall know the truth will make you free. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So guided, being guided in the truth, you're guided into Jesus.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You're guided in the way, you know, what would Jesus do, they said. You guide into the Spirit to tell you how to handle it just like Jesus handled it.
Yes, sir.
And you know you got those capabilities.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you have to know you have those capabilities in you as a child of God. Religion and routine and regular service will take it out of you over the years. But the one thing about the supernatural, you have to stay fresh.
Yes, sir.
Fresh in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You have to spend time seeking his face. Lord, I don't want nothing today. I just come, I want you. And he'll recognize that he can give you anything because you're never going to turn your back after things. You're looking for him. I've seen that over 40-something years. Just seeking his face and he give me everything. I really don't have to ask for nothing. If I think about it, it'll show up.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember Ephesians 3:20? I'm living that.
Yes, sir.
Now unto him is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. If I think about something too long, somebody call me some kind of way.
Yes, sir.
That's a supernatural life there.
Yes, sir.
I said, that's a supernatural life. See, you don't want to operate in the supernatural sparingly. Actually, the supernatural, now listen very carefully. The supernatural is not a special place for the believer. We should have miracles happen in our life.
Yes,
we should have signs.
Yes,
we should have wonders. We should have a thing that the library can't explain.
Yes, sir.
Happen in our life. Academic can't explain. We should have those things happen in our lives on daily basis because in 2 Peter, we said we got like precious faith, exceeding great and precious promise, and we have taken on and partakers of his divine nature.
Yes, sir.
You see? We should be impacted by the Holy Ghost and by the supernatural on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
We should be enjoying the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
God's hand on you. God putting his arm around you. You can feel his arm around your neck and around your waist. Time touching you, telling you you're not walking alone.
Yes, sir.
You should start crying when nobody's doing you nothing because the presence of God is so strong on your life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. That's living a super. That's what I want for this camp meeting.
Yes,
living a supernatural impacted life. Therefore, your problems are solved.
Yes, sir.
Your enemies are defeated.
Yes, sir.
Your situation are solved. Your circumstances are changed.
Yes, sir.
When you're operating in the supernatural because there's nothing impossible. When a person knows that it might be temporary, look like it ain't gonna happen, but it got to happen when you're functioning in the supernatural. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
functioning in the supernatural. So here, it gives us an outline of the Holy Spirit go and see things you can't see, and then he show it to you. The Holy Spirit going in God's presence and hearing things you might not have heard, and he hear it and he come back and speak it to you. The Holy Ghost go into glorious places where God is doing things and you can't see it, then he see it and come back and show it to you. Yes, that's what those voices are talking about.
Yes, sir.
Show you the things of God.
Yeah.
Then he said he, the end of the 15th verse said, and shall show it unto you. Look at the end of the 15th verse. And shall show it unto you. Notice the 15th verse.
Yes, sir.
You got your shouting clothes? 15th verse. I said, I know you got the other verse you read in the book. All things that the Father has are mine. That's what the Holy Spirit will tell you. Jesus said, and therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you.
Yeah.
What did you get to believing that all things of God is yours?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then we got Ephesians 1:3. Yeah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual things in heaven and praise in Christ. You notice spiritual. Spiritual, supernatural.
Yes, sir.
See, Holy Spirit, he got to guide you. Now go on. I want to show you a little deeper and give you these ingredients. Go on to Hebrews now. Let's go back and look at that, because I really believe one of the greatest blockers of the supernatural is your soul.
Yes, sir.
I believe men been working on their spirit mechanically and not recognizing that their spirit function with the same unction that God functions.
Yes, sir.
See, it's God's nature. So I believe that the church been working on their spirit when they should have been working on their soul.
Yes, sir.
That you see, Satan keep your soul pushed out of alignment. Satan, you see, your soul and your body just can't walk in the supernatural. The spirit got, my goodness, the spirit got to carry me now.
Yes, sir.
See, the Holy Ghost got a hold of your spirit. Your spirit is the same nature of God, the Holy Ghost. The Trinity, he got a hold of your spirit. And then when you renew your mind and present your body, he'll take your soul and put it in alignment with your spirit. And then, my brothers and sisters, the church don't want to talk about it. Then your senses come in alignment.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
What are you telling me my sense? Yes, not on his own. The soul not on his own. The senses not on their own. But they're connected to the spirit, which is connected to the Holy Spirit, which is connected to God, which is connected to the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
We'll see it here. Man, argue with this. It's just plumb stupidity. You just won't be able to walk in it. You're just trying to prove that you're right. Don't be right about everything. I tell you, not a time. Later on this week, I'm going to tell you why a lot of people can't walk in the supernatural on a daily basis. They're too smart. They know it. They know the scripture. They know the rhyme. They know the rhythm. They know the beat. And so God haven't chose many wise men. You know, God chose the weak and the infirm.
Yes,
though blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs are the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. See, all of these things, I'm pushing these things out because there's a certain element of inadequacy, insufficiency, that you have to walk in the supernatural. Now, yeah, you got to have a total dependency upon him. You have to come to a point where you know how to ride. Shut your mouth and appreciate the ride. And let God take you into places you've never been before. Hallelujah. I pray to God he take us to some places this week we've never been before. It's just to recognize that we're not there. You got to recognize you're never there. It's a journey. You're always going there. You got to recognize God not through with you. I got to hold on you now. You got to recognize God is not through with you just because you can sing 3 songs and you know 3 chapters. God got some more things he want to do with you all your life, every day of your life here. God got something else, higher and higher and higher and higher ground he won't take you to. I wish somebody were praying with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise his holy name. You in Hebrews yet? Hebrews chapter 5. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, notice the same thing is said over here in Hebrews of 5:11 of people who are not attending to the word. The 11th verse said in the 5th chapter of Hebrews, of whom we have many things to say. See, you got to be in a certain place and hard to be uttered. Seeing you're dull of hearing. Now, that's the same thing Jesus said over there You see, Jesus was talking about before the Holy Ghost come, but even after. Now, Paul talking about after the Holy Ghost had come, you still have stubborn people who would not permit the Holy Ghost to unfold something to them. They're so busy giving the Holy Ghost instruction. You have to know how to yield. You got to have a certain amount. You know, I don't want to tell people go around being weak, but in the spirit world, you got to have a certain amount of weakness if God's going to use you. You got to tell him, you got to be the crowd and say, God, have mercy on me. I need some help. I can't handle it. That's what I told him about this camp meeting. That's what I tell him about all the meeting. I can't handle this meeting by myself. Give me some help. I yield myself to you. I yield all my ignorance to you. Help me. Impact me in my spirit. Glory to God and in my mind. Now notice this. I want you to see this about the senses. I wrestled with this for many years, but I came to understand it. The 12th verse said, when the time you ought to be teacher, you have need that one teach you again what should be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as need of milk and not of strong meat. You see, milk means that you haven't studied enough. Milk means that you're not capable of understanding how to trust God. Your faith not strong enough. You still your faith muscles are not strong enough because you're not eating enough in the spirit to be strong enough to carry what God wants you to carry. Are you following me?
Yep.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
And so he goes on to say, I got to get this out. The 13th verse, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now babies can't walk in the supernatural. The supernatural is too dangerous for babies to walk in. God cannot permit a baby to walk in the supernatural because they're not going to know what to do with it. You got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He said, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Now, notice what he says here. Even those who by reason of use have their what? Senses exercised. To discern both good and evil. There's just some things, just good sense. You ain't got to pray about it. It's just good sense. But we pray about everything. It's just good sense. Your senses are no better than doing that. You, Lord, help me, Lord. Is this the right thing? You know it ain't the right thing. Your senses ought to know it's not the right thing to do. Now, turn with me to 1 Corinthians, and I'll go to giving you some more things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, saying the same thing, but giving us a little deeper insight on it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is a supernatural chapter. It's Paul teaching how he functioned in the supernatural. He talked in the first chapter about the cross. That's a supernatural place to be in. But here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 tell it clearer. The ninth verse said, now we're talking about living a supernatural impacted life. Verse 9 said, but it, hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now what we're doing there is opening our spirits up. You see, because we're operating in faith, the anointing will come, then the glory will come, then the miracles, signs, and wonders will hit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then, our Lord taught me years ago, tell people every time they praise God, they're opening their spirit up more for God to function at a deeper dimension. Glory to God. My father, in the gospel, in his teaching, he would take his time and he'll say, praise God, glory to God. Over the years, I sat down and I watched him. And I saw after a certain protracted period of time, the invitation was extended out deep enough and the Lord came. Yeah, sometimes we have services, we don't invite him. You invite him, hallelujah, you invite him by giving him some type of praise statement and let him know you want him to move. Paul and Silas knew that. Paul and Silas was locked up at midnight. They didn't start crying and cutting up. Paul looked at Silas, and Silas looked at Paul and said, let's praise him. And they started singing praises and prayer to God. And then the supernatural came. What? An earthquake came. Shook the jail doors open. And they brought that in. They brought that supernatural aspect in by praising God. Sometime when you're by yourself, you just say, thank you. Turn your hand like this. Open to God and said, Lord, I want to receive exactly what you want me to have. And he'll lay some things on you you've never seen before. All right, now, when we look at these verses, these are some of my favorite verses because they open my eyes to so many things. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, I have not seen. Now you can't walk in the supernatural blind, nor ear heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them to love him. Now he's talking about man's soul. See, the only way things will get in your soul that your spirit put in there from God. But then he said, but God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. You see that? For the spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
All right, now I'm going to give you three forces of the Trinity manifestation. Three forces that you need to be aware all the time. I'm going to give you a scripture to look at. But there are three forces that advance the supernatural in your life, that impact your life in a way that can't be explained. Turn to 2 Corinthians, and we'll name these three forces out. The three forces of the Trinity have to be present. Oh, hallelujah.
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 So 2 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. You see, I heard a real wealthy woman said she, you can't try to be perfected if you want to be successful. You can't try to like got everything going right. See, a woman walked up to her and told her, said, look, you got a run in your stock. She said, yeah, my stock can run too. See, she thought she was too high of a celebrity to have a run in her stocking, but stock can run on everybody. So, you know, people, preachers, when y'all make a little boo-boo when you're teaching and you got the wrong scripture, or you call the wrong word or you can't pronounce a word, don't worry your nerve about that. Go on, the Holy Ghost is going to take care of the thing. You're all worried about trying to be all proper, the Holy Ghost, you're too stiff. And the Holy Ghost can't use you. Just go on, man. Call it. Chop it up and keep moving.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Chop it up and keep moving. Say it. Chop it up. Keep moving. Glory to God. That's why God don't use a lot of people. They're too eloquent. They're too perfect. They're too perfected. All right. In 2 Corinthians 13:14, let's add the Trinity to the supernatural life. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and note that, and the communion, what? Of the Holy Ghost be with you all, amen. It's over there, when those three, you see. So the three forces that I'm talking about is grace, is one, love is the other one, and communion with the Holy Ghost is the third one. Now you're going to have those three. You're going to have to respect the Trinity. You're going to have to acknowledge God. You're going to have to acknowledge Jesus. And you're going to have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Because the three, they are one. And they are the commanders of the supernatural. There's no supernaturalness without them. Oh, yeah, I know the enemy come up with stuff, but that's fake stuff. But when you got the Holy Ghost, when you got the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that means, that's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2, I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. See, when you got that grace on you, you got the resurrection power on you. All that's on you from the grace of the cross, from the grace of the life of Christ. Yes. And then the love of God.
Yeah.
See, the love sent the grace.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and the grace sent the power.
Yes, sir.
And so when you're operating in that Trinity, hallelujah, when you're operating in that Trinity, anything can happen. Any supernatural thing can happen. The Father, God, thank God for the Father.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God for the Son. And thank God for the Holy Ghost. I have nothing against the name of the Father, Son, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I have nothing against that. They're Trinity. If they bless the Lord, I'll do it too. Hallelujah. I'll become Catholic tonight. Just let the Holy Ghost move. I don't care about all these denominations. I just want him to move. Glory to God. Y'all get so upset about every little thing. I ain't no box. I come out the box a long time ago. Glory to God. There are three anchors to hold the supernatural in place. Three anchors that hold the supernatural in place. Now you just saw three forces of the Trinity. Now here's three anchors that hold, and you notice I'm using three, there's a Trinity here.
Yes, sir.
I notice in the scripture, like you said, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but he gives us a Trinity.
Yes, sir.
Power, love, and a sound mind. And that's on and on in the scriptures. You'll find out that the Trinity is bespeaking itself throughout the scriptures in different ways. We need the Trinity to operate in the supernatural. You need the Father, you need the Son, and you need the Holy Ghost. You need to yield to the Father, you need to yield to the Son, and you need to yield to the Holy Ghost. Now, I feel the Holy Ghost moving some now. You see, that yielding, you yield to him and let him take over. You see, you're operating in faith, you're operating in anointing, and then he said, oh, that's enough, boy. Then the glory comes, and then everything starts working out in your favor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See what I'm saying to you, what I want to do in this camp meeting, what I want to yield to the Spirit of God, that those who connected with this ministry and those who are following us, that you begin to walk in a deeper dimension of the supernatural. I've been walking the supernatural for quite some years because I got a gift from God. He said, blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. I stay hungry for God all the time, day in and day out. Ever since I've been saved. I don't know, he must have given me a gift when I got saved. I can't get him off my mind. I don't care what it is. He just do things. God just do things. I remember this supernatural experience. I had quit my job. We'll get back in a minute. I had quit my job and we didn't have enough money to get along naturally. And my wife had given me her check. And I had her check. And I always knew that God wanted me to have more, so I was writing with big pens. You know, I still write with them sometimes, but it's not my real pen. And so I was trying to get me, at that time, a cross pen. I was a little upper class, you know, so I went to serving merchandise. And finally, but I lost my wife's check. I didn't know I had lost it. I lost my, now we really need that check. You know what I'm saying? You understand? I'm pastoring the church with about 20 members, and ain't no money coming in. So we really need that check. We really need the Lord, you know. But I didn't know I'd lost it. But a woman called my wife. A woman called my wife at the plant and said, ma'am, your name Carolyn Thompson? She said, yes. She said, I'm Carolyn Thompson. I found your check. And I said, oh, my goodness. What are you trying to say here? She was telling me, supernaturally, I can do anything. I can have a Carolyn Thompson, find a Carolyn Thompson check, and an honest Carolyn Thompson will call the other Carolyn Thompson and tell her she got her check because I know you need that check.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Over and over, over and over, flying with two of my sons, the supernaturalness, flying with two of my sons, praying in the Holy Ghost, going, look at the last aircraft we bought, up in the million, you know, and we're going, and my son was sleeping, and I was there sitting in, you know, praying in tongue, you know, he said, well, rest, you're resting the spirit, man. I'm praying. And the Lord said, that's your plan. I'll give it to you, the one I'm going to get.
Yes, sir.
So we get there and made the man an offer. Leroy Jr. and I said, I made the man an offer. The man said, oh, no, they're not going to take this. I said, well, take the offer. See, I'm talking bold because I'm in my supernatural status.
Yes.
God already told me. I'll tell you another thing, then I'll go on. God already told me it's my plan.
Right.
So we gave him the offer. They made the offer. The man took it off the market. I mean, he just took the paint off the market. Said, you offer something like this. Said, not for sale no more. We went on our merry way. They come back and say, do you want the plane at that price? I mean, it went about a few months.
Yep.
And then I had some bankers come here. We were trying the supernatural. We were trying to see who was going to help us get the plane, so we were paid off in a little while. It's paid for now. Everything paid for.
Yes,
but the banker and a lady and two, three of them were sitting there. And then the banker, the head man, stood up and said, yeah, well, Reverend, suppose you don't get the plan. So you're not here for that, sir. Sit down. You're not here for that. We're going to get the plan. I just want to know if you want to be a part of it, you know, because supernaturally God had already told me.
Yes,
I ain't going to let no banker out talk God.
Yes, sir. That's right. Come on.
God had already spoken. God owned all the banks. God owned his bank.
Yes, sir.
No, I said, sit down, son. We're not that. So notice here now. Notice these three anchors to hold a supernatural in place in 1 Corinthians 13 and 14. No, I've read that already. 1 Corinthians 13 and 14. This is the whole, yes. That's not what I want, though. I'm in 2 Corinthians. I guess I don't know. 1 Corinthians First Corinthians. You see, I think the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. I'm getting clumsier and clumsier. I think the Holy Ghost, and I'm not ashamed about it. Now, I feel His presence. I'm not going to preach all night, but good God Almighty, I feel something coming on. Glory to God. I feel something coming on. I feel His presence. I sense sometimes some of y'all went through some thing and you let it got away from you. The pressure was for a reason. The pressure sometimes comes so you can stand back and say, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what way to turn, but I got my eyes on You. I heard Him say, be still and know that I'm God. I never lost a case. If I'm for you, nobody can be against you. I told Paul, wrote to us in Romans 8:28, told us all things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to His purpose. Well, are you called according to His purpose? Well, everything should be working out to your good. Not that you perfect. Praise God. Don't be trying to be perfect. Not that you're perfect, but He's perfect. And you trust Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now notice you're in 1 Corinthians 13, these three anchors. And the 13th verse. And now abide it. Faith. Hope. The word charity means love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Now you see, sometimes people take that verse and go and leave the other two out. No, you need the other two too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you need the faith, and you need the hope also, and love. But those are three anchors to the supernatural. And then supernatural preaching. Now, you see, that's why a lot of people are not walking the supernatural. I touched the verse this morning. There's two verses. Supernatural preaching will produce supernatural faith and expectation. Oh, my goodness. And the supernaturalness. Supernatural preaching will produce supernatural faith and expectation and substance. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. 1 Corinthians 2. And I got 1 to 8 verses. I'm not going to read all those verses. But they reveal what type of preaching that produced the supernatural. A lot of time, organized preaching cannot produce the supernatural. Because organized preaching is premeditated, pre-planned, and they won't yield to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't pull them off that paper. The Holy Ghost can't get a chance to talk to them, and therefore it restricts the impact of the supernatural. Yeah. That you got to know how to yield and trust God and be willing to fall on your face and let God have His way. And then you can live a supernatural impacted life. Now, what you talking about, Reverend, a supernatural impacted life? I'm talking about a life that can't get in a jam.
That's right.
I'm talking about a life that can't walk up on no impossibility.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about a life that can't be defeated.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about a life that demons can't stop. Yes. I'm talking about a life that be in one place in one moment, another place in another moment.
Yes.
I'm talking about a life will disappear on you,
yes,
and go to a higher level on you.
Yes.
And you down there rusting, shook and dust and stuff, that life going to another level. I'm talking about the glory of God picking you up and giving you a ride in His chariot.
Yeah.
God taking you places you've never been before. You've seen things you've never seen before. You're hearing things you never heard before. You've been in a place you've never been before. I'm talking about a supernatural impacted life. I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit growing day and night. The gifts of the Spirit being unwrapped every moment. I'm talking about a life that is in tune with God, hearing God's voice, hearing God's will, hearing God's plan, hearing God's purpose. I mean, being in God's presence when others are hoping what they're going to do. There's no such place with one who are impacted by the supernatural, because when they look tight, with someone who are impacted by the supernatural, is just right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't hear me. I tell you one thing, look tight. When a person walking in the supernatural, they know it's just right. They know God about to break through. They know the jail door about to open. They know that what they can't handle, the angel is going to come and handle it for them. The church was in prayer for Peter, and the angel went and shook him and said, come on, let's go. Let's get out of here. Peter never made a move. Just led him on out. When they got to the iron gate, they think these gates now with them cameras that open, now they think that's just come out. That been out a long time ago. When that angel walked him to that gate, the power of God, they didn't need no camera. The power of God, they didn't have that during that time. The power of God told that gate, open up. My servant coming. I see a gate opening up for you right now. Those of you who are watching me, there's some things you got planned, some things you're trying to work on. That's why you're here tonight. You're here to recognize that God is working on that for you. Don't be worried about it. Just listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Hallelujah. I got to find a jumping off place here. Now look at this kind of, look at this kind of preaching. This is the kind of preaching. I love this verse. When I first ran up on this verse, I said, "Ooh, Lord, this is where I want to be." 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Now we read that lightly. We read that as if it's an everyday action, but it's not. We read that verse, you know, and just make accolades about it. But when that verse is real, like it's up in here now. Anything could happen. You see,
yes,
Paul said in the 5th verse, "For our gospel came not into your word only." See, but also, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And look at them, I'll keep them conjunction. And in much assurance.
Yes,
as you may know what manner of men we are among you for your sake. You have certain manner of men, certain got to come among you. For you to walk in the supernatural. Certain type of gospel. See, a supernatural gospel has to be preached to make a supernatural impact on you. You got to hear the real gospel. You got to hear Jesus' voice and the power of God. Are you listening to me? And then Paul takes us over in 1 Corinthians 2 again. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2. I'm going to find a shout and play it. 1 Corinthians 2, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. It's camp meeting time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. A supernatural impact coming on your house right now. Coming on your life. Coming on your children. Coming on your finances. Coming on your health. I speak a supernatural impact on your health. A supernatural impact on your finances right now. In the name of Jesus. I speak a supernatural impact on your marriage. Whatever going wrong, going to get right now. I preach a kotalabashokoya. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Somebody help me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory. It's camp meeting time. I feel the Spirit of God moving. I feel the glory of God moving. Don't you feel it moving? Yeah, somebody getting healed right now. Some miracle, some sign, some wonder taking place in another state, in Texas. Somebody getting healed in Texas. Somebody getting healed in Alabama. Glory to God. But God, I'm by the glory. The glory of God. They think in the world they got something to dance about. They think they got something to get excited about. When the glory comes, we got something to get excited about. We know that he rules, he reigns, he regulates. Yes, sir, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Living with a supernatural impact. I can tell you over and over again, like I told you about that check, just like I told you about that jet, many things supernaturally happen. God caused things to happen for you. I remember I'm flying back. I didn't have my plan. I'm flying back. I've tried. The Lord has showed me what house to build. That's some 27 years ago, and nobody wouldn't give me the money. And so I'm coming back off a preaching engagement. I'm in the plane, sitting back. And I said, "Well, Lord, we got some smaller blueprints. I'm going to go back and build one of them." He said, "Don't sell her for less. For I have provided for you to have the best." The other way, he told me, "Shut your mouth. You think about what you can do. I'm going to make it work out. I'm in the house. I'm in there, but I just had to wait on him." You see what I'm saying? There's some things you're believing in for. Look like it's not going to happen. Yeah, but he should have never got to this camp meeting. You should have never got in this atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
Things going to start happening in your life. Yeah, you see, it take a while when you put popcorn in a popcorn pop machine. And it looked like nothing going on, but when the heat build up, all of a sudden you hear somebody, says a pop, something going on. Pop, 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 pop. Something going on. And then, they start popping. You say, well, the popcorn is popping in here tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woo. All right, listen, sit down. Go a minute. Sit down. Y'all write 1 Corinthians 2:1-8, because I'm going to this last one I'm going to give you tonight. I'm going to give you this point. Stagnation in the supernatural is lack of being in the presence of God. You brought Jean-Claude?
Yes, sir.
Stagnation in the supernatural is the lack of being in the presence of God. See, you're not in the presence of God enough. And therefore you don't have to turn up the walk with him, turn up enough. I'm gonna show you two scriptures and I'm gonna close. Turn to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. I love this psalm. I love it. I live it. And it give it. Exactly what it says. It does exactly what we're about to read. If you do this, you're gonna have it. The presence of God is more important to me than anything in the world. In Psalm 63, now remember, stagnation in the supernatural is lack of being in the presence of God. The opposite of that is if you be in the presence of God, the supernatural going to be with you at all times. Notice here in Psalm, I'm going to read a few verses. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Early will I seek thee. Notice what he said. My soul thirsts for thee. Oh, my goodness. The total man, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Well, it's dry. It's dry at large. It's dry in the spirit world. It's dry. It's not enough people hungry. Oh, God, thou art my God. So early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. For thee. For thee. For thee. Not for them. For thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see. Woohoo. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Now I'll tell you one thing, my brother and sister, once you taste it, well, once you can't go back. No. Once you taste the presence of God and God put his hand on you, you can't go back and be normal. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. Wow. My lips shall praise you. Let's praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My lip praise you. You're such a good and wonderful God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Notice what it says in verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lip. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You at your home, praise him a few minutes. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wing will I rejoice. Notice verse 8, and I'm going to close there. My soul follow hard after thee, and thy right hand upholdest me. Now turn quickly right over into Psalm 62. I want to look at one thing there, and then I'm going to close. Psalm 62, you could read the whole psalm, but verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Is that powerful?
Yes, sir.
He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. And then he said, I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Hallelujah.
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 That's enough for tonight. I preached about 45 minutes. I see him always talking about I'm going to preach a half hour shucks. Oh, man. I'm trying to. Psalm 62, verse 5. Let me speak over your life. I prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the thing that you're hearing will adjust everything in your life in a brighter place and a stronger lifestyle. That the Spirit of God will back up his word. God told me he'll back his word up. That these words will become strong in your life. If you're in ministry, My sons and daughter, your ministry is going to get stronger. Don't panic. Just stick with it. Keep doing what you need to do. I remember the years that I went through, but he always brought me to another place. So I bless you tonight, those who tune in from around the world, that your life, your lives are being changed right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.